Haunted Texas and Beyond is brought to you by Austin Ghost Tours and RenegadeRadio.net. This is part 3 of a 4-part series on military ghosts. I'm Janine Plummer, owner of Austin Ghost Tours, and I'm joined with Gail Gillum, an intuitive, audio engineer Dennis Foley, and RenegadeRadio.net co-founder Stephanie Mueller. Okay, so after the initial interview with Gail, some strange things happened in my house. So we all met again in my house to talk about these strange happenings. We began with Gail retelling the experience she had at the Texas State Cemetery. This led to a long conversation between Gail and I about all the strange things that had happened afterwards, from like doors slamming shut to strange voices being heard over the phone. And as we were talking about these events, an actual thunderstorm emerged. We quickly realized that we were not alone in the room. Voices from the beyond were being heard in real time and on our recording devices as this thunderstorm took place. At this time, Dennis had 2 shotgun mics and Stephanie had 2 simple digital recorders capturing the conversation and all of the ambient noise in the room. Upon reviewing the recordings after this event, we found that the entities in the room had a lot to say. What you are about to hear are 8 Class A EVPs that were captured during that thunderstorm, as well as the context around each EVP that we're going to talk about. So we'll say, you'll hear the sound anomaly, but you'll also hear kind of what was going on in the room when we picked up these sound anomalies. So these recordings have not been altered in any way. Have a listen and decide for yourself what you think you hear. The podcast became a sudden open communication with the invisible. We began asking for communication. At the time, it was very informal. You can hear Stephanie drinking her iced tea in the background. When Dennis asks, "Do you want to gather your thoughts in any way?" And you can hear a big breath and then a sigh. Let's listen.
Do you want to like gather your thoughts for a minute and then respond in any way to that? Because, I can conjecture a few things, for example, about why he might turn his back.
So we sat down and had a conversation. And at some point, it was a solemn, quiet conversation. And then the rain had started, and I remembered the dogs were outside. So there was some commotion, and we all started talking at once, and I got up to bring the dogs in, and it seemed like that increase in energy allowed for this sound anomaly, which sounds like someone saying, "Guys!" I don't know, but it was not anybody in that room, and so let's have a listen.
Because, I can conjecture a few things, for example, about why he might turn his back, including Eddie Routh saying, "Oh my God, look, there's a wild boar over there."
Yeah, Hamilton.
Something like that.
Ah! There you go.
Gail and I were trying to figure out what entities and how many were in the room. And we asked out loud, was it Chad Littlefield or was it Chris Kyle? And then there was a loud thunder. And we recorded what sounds like some people think, "Hello." So have a listen.
In whatever the communication is that's out there, that's trying to communicate with us, and I believe it's those 2 gentlemen, and it's what we do,
Gail is standing by the back door. And she asks if you would like to show us a sign. And Dennis then says to direct the communication towards the mic. And over that, you hear a hissing, like, yes.
If you would like to show us a sign, this would be a great time to do that.
Direct them towards these mics, if you'd like.
Come toward the mic if you're here, if you want to show us something.
Direct them towards these mics, if you'd like. Direct them towards these mics, if you'd like. Direct them towards these mics, if you'd like.
We had two shotgun mics, and Dennis was listening with headphones. Gail was tuning into whoever was in the room and said she sensed happy times, after which Dennis hears the word yes, and the recorder picked up this.
Yeah, there's a reference for me of alcohol, and I get a good vibe. It was like happy times. So...
yes. Happy times. Yes.
It was like happy times. So. It was like happy times. So. It was like happy times. So.
Again, during that conversation, I mentioned that I had watched the entire 9-day trial on YouTube that was recorded by the Texas News Service. And I had called Gail to tell her that I felt like Chad Littlefield was in the courtroom because of an orb I saw when his mother approached the stand to testify on day one. And then on day five, when they brought out Chad Littlefield's boots. And as I'm saying this in the room with Gail, you hear, we record this.
And that's an echo of when you were on the telephone and I was talking. It was an energy from my voice coming through the sound of the phone and onto your ear that was able to pick up that and make a intelligible something.
And it wasn't your voice.
No.
It was saying your words.
It was repeating what I said, which is Chad Littlefield was there, and it repeated that back. Something. And it repeated that. Something. And it repeated that. Something. And it repeated that.
During a follow-up recording session to further discuss the EVPs we discovered thus far, Stephanie was playing back the Hello EVP. As she was playing it back for the rest of the group to hear, an unknown entity in the room responded to the Hello EVP with what sounds like yo or yow. Have a listen.
With this one. That was, it almost sounded like a hello.
When we reconvened to talk about all of the sound anomalies that took place mostly during the 20 minutes that the storm was mostly intense, Carla again recalls her reaction to the backpack, at which time our recorders pick up this obvious EVP.
Oh, wait. Can I say something?
You use that. Yeah, and I use this.
I just find it extremely odd that when I took this backpack in there and I could hear the breathing in and out very slowly, deliberate.
Save that for this.
And then he died.
Okay.
And then he died. And then he died.
Thank you for listening. This is only the Class A EVPs we captured during the thunderstorm. If you would like to hear everything, if you want to listen to everything that was captured, because it was an almost constant 20-minute kind of back-and-forth conversation, check out the extra content on renegaderadio.net.